It is 10:01. It is Friday morning here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Our final day in San Francisco here on Radio Row for Super Bowl 60 coming your way. You just heard it. You'll hear it all. The pregame, the game, right here on the ticket on Sunday afternoon, rolling into Sunday evening.
You know, another thing I've noticed around here in San Francisco, a lot of people with the speakers, because I was just singing a song in the break and they're playing Usher, Caught Up.
Yeah.
But the amount of people who are maybe...
that don't have a place to live.
Are walking around with a walker or even in a wheelchair,
it's
will
incredible.
Have the loudest music playing.
Yeah.
And it's usually some kind of booming hip-hop music going down the street, because we heard... Master P at 6:15 one morning walking from someone who wasn't even moving.
No,
but the music was turned up to 10.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. The dude yesterday at Molinari's that walked through the crosswalk was badass looking and had that cool beat going and looked like they dressed up like they were in a Michael Jackson video.
I thought he was in a wheelchair.
No. Well, there was another guy in a wheelchair that had a thing.
He's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's another guy that was carrying a little boombox.
Okay, right,
he was,
right.
He kind of had this look like he was about to break into a moonwalk.
Like bad.
Yeah.
He was dressed like he was in a
like
bad
that.
Video.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe he's going to put it down and, oh!
That is awesome.
Who's bad?
All right, so we will have Joseph Hoyt, our buddy who covers the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to join us here in about 15 minutes. I do believe he was a part of that Jerry Jones conversation. So we'll ask him what he was able to glean from Jerry. But right now, it is Friday. Let's have a little Friday frivolity with Travis.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning, fellas. So with the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots facing off with each other in the Super Bowl, I thought, let's have a little Seattle v. Boston game here. We're going to call this tea or coffee. I'm going to present to you a person or a thing, and you have to tell me, did that originate in Seattle or Boston?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Let's start with you, Donovan.
All right.
And I'll give you a person, and we will start with Edward Norton. Edward Norton.
Ed Norton, I would say, is T. Give me a Boston for Ed Norton.
Oh, that is correct. Donovan on the board first with Ed Norton.
I'm acing this game.
Dude, you're so good. You're
Thank
so good
you.
At this. Matt McLaren. Let's go to the disposable razor, shall we? The disposable
Ooh.
Razor.
A razor that you dispose of.
Indeed.
I'll just go this area.
You have to say either tea or coffee.
Right.
Because it's not this area.
Yeah, it's San Francisco has nothing to do with this.
Seattle or Boston, tea or coffee.
The disposable
coffee.
Razor.
What?
Coffee, Seattle. That is incorrect. In 1895, disputed could be 1906. In Boston, the disposable razor was invented.
What a great invention, man.
It's a good one. It's a pretty, pretty solid one. Donovan, I give you Joel McHale.
Joel McHale, I will say coffee, because that sounds like a name from Seattle.
Boy, running away with it. Joel McHale of Seattle. That is 2-0 here in tea or coffee.
Because you can only get talk soup in Seattle.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, let's get you on the board. Chris Evans. Chris Evans. If you need a...
coffee.
Oh, bud. That'll be
He's
a miss.
So tea.
He's the most Boston of Boston people.
Evans?
Yes.
Yeah, Captain America. He's been in commercials where he says, Pak ya ka, for like 3 years.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with you?
Donovan. Let's go with the electric bass guitar.
The electric bass guitar sounds so coffee, it's ridiculous.
Man,
give me Seattle.
You're really good at this.
Seattle.
In 1936, the electric bass guitar was invented. All right, Matt, it's all on you. I believe in you. I think you can do it. And
I think he can also.
I think he's going to be so good at this one, because I'm giving you Jennifer Coolidge. Jennifer Coolidge.
Coffee.
Man. It's another miss. It's another miss.
Oh, no. So tea.
It's very tea. Very tea. All right, Donovan. Spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets?
Yeah, where do you think spreadsheets were originated?
Well, to me, it sounds a little Silicon Valley-ish, spreadsheets. So give me coffee.
Man, we're talking old money here in the 1970s in the business district of Boston.
Oh, dear.
spreadsheets were created.
In Boston.
That makes sense. Because of the business district.
Indeed.
There's a business business district.
Business what?
Probably in every city. Man, we need to avoid that word.
We really?
I mean.
I'm glad that's there for us. Matt.
Excuse my mess.
3-0 here.
You are on the air.
Tea versus coffee. Let's go Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Coffee.
Thank you.
Yeah. Got one.
Boy, that's rolling the ball out to say, kick it, little man. Put it in the goal.
I thought that's what I was doing with Chris Evans.
You can do it, little man.
Donovan.
Yes.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts from Seattle.
Yeah, that is correct.
Got back.
4-1.
On the air.
Here.
That's what we are right now. We are broadcasting.
TV coffee. Matt McLaren, marshmallow fluff.
Okay, that's gotta be. Batman fluff and marshmallows. Sounds like, you know what, I'm going to switch up my strategy here because it's been way off so far. I'm going to go coffee.
Mm. So tea.
Mm.
So tea.
Dang it. Should have switched it up.
Oh, man. 4-1. He's not getting shut out anymore, so we're doing a little better
here.
It's
so nuts because if I had gone tea.
Yeah, with Starbucks.
If I said tea for every answer, I would have gotten 4 right.
Donovan, Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Oprah?
So Uma. Tea. It's incredibly ridiculous.
Dude, you are so good at this game,
tea.
Dude. You are
Thank
so good at this game.
Yeah.
5-1, Matt McLaren. Let's get a few more in here. I'm going to set this one up on a tee for you. All right, now I can't. I'm going to set this.
Is it Ben Affleck?
No, but it is.
Is it Matt Damon?
Is it
Good Will Hunting?
It's Facebook.
Coffee.
No.
Oh, yeah, that is from Boston.
Man.
And I set it up on a tee.
Yeah.
Set it up on a tee.
Because he even hesitated.
So to speak.
Oh, I almost gave you the answer.
I know. I thought I was handing it to you.
That is so distracting.
No, I mean, I saw the movie.
Donovan.
Up there in Cambridge.
The Chuck It. The Chuck It dog toy. The Chuck It dog toy.
Chuck It dog toy. Feels like some kind of millennial crap. Give me coffee.
Ah, that is incorrect. Oh, no, that is correct. Sorry.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Yep, nope, 6.
Thank you
in Seattle,
very much.
The Chuck It dog toy was invented in the early 2000s.
To be 2 peas in a bucket.
So weird, because I would be 5 out of 6 if I just said tea with every answer.
But you didn't, so you're not.
Well, I keep thinking the quarter eventually starts hitting heads.
Right, yeah. So, Matt, Bill Gates.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Bill Gates.
Coffee.
Thank you.
Here you go. Everyone, just pause and let him shoot. Don't even try and get the rebound. Just let him shoot. He did it.
He did it.
All right.
Good job, buddy.
I got Bill Gates and Starbucks.
Good job, little
What's
buddy.
Next, Nirvana?
Just hold your tongue there.
Mother Love Bone?
Donovan, the microwave. The microwave.
That's definitely Boston. That's tea.
Man, 7 points here for Donovan, just nailing it.
I'm good. I'm in a zone right now.
1945.
It's not fair because I've never been to Seattle, and you have.
You think I went to the Museum of Everything That's from Seattle when I went?
God, what a great name. Where'd you go today? I went to the Museum from Everything That's from Seattle.
All right, Matt. The delicious Cinnabon.
What goes better with coffee than a bun? Coffee!
Yes, he's got on the board again. Way to go, man.
What a delicious invention out there in Seattle.
Right? Let's get 2 more. Donovan, let's go with Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, like Cornell University, that's in New York, so it's going to be from the East Coast. Give me Boston.
But he was a lead man for Soundgarden.
I don't know who he is.
Damn sure was. He damn sure was.
Even Michael is like, dude, I've never heard that name before, so I guess that was wrong.
Boy, I would have had Soundgarden square in Michael's bingo card.
Coffee.
Is that the answer without
Is that a steal?
Yeah, he's not getting a steal, but I will give you, it is indeed coffee. for a billion points, Matt McLaren.
You can get this.
Bottom of the ninth. I'm down. Bases are loaded. You have to hit a walk-off.
You can do this. Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee.
He's from one of those two places? I'm going to have to go because the West Coast...
What?
Coffee!
Not the smoothest win ever, but he did it! Matt McLaren is your champion!
Look at me! Man. Look at me!
Seattle.
I did it.
So distracting.